there was a moment in our education as young kids that, you know, either a group came to our school and play, or a professional musician came by and showed something, and it makes such an impression at that point. And it was a very important, you know, it's an important memory that really inspires you to do something else. You see what's possible and you go, wow, you know, those people, they play so well and it's so beautiful. Unfortunately, we're losing a lot of arts education, and every little bit that anyone can do is incredibly important. There's so much already out there that proves that kids that are involved in some kind of music activity, whether it's choir, band, orchestra, they just end up doing well in just about everything. And the discipline, even if you're not going to be a musician, just the discipline of getting your music homeworks done for band, you know, practicing your skills, that kind of discipline, it really does translate to everything else you do in life. Giving children music in their life, music education, you're just building better citizens. And I think that's why it's so valuable for us to be part of that education.
Yeah, and specifically, as we have grown to love chamber music too, and we see the power that chamber music, the truest form of chamber music was actually just entertainment and getting together with your friends, you know, in a small chamber living room and things like that. And before, you know, maybe the radio or television and things like that, that's what, you know, you would do together is play some
music. Yeah, there was a day and age before recorded music in which people actually sat around and played music together. And that was an entertainment thing. I'd love to hear from you about your album. Maybe there's a particular piece you have a special story to tell.
One thing that we're incredibly proud of is that all the living composers that are in the CD got back to us telling that was actually their favorite recording of that work. So we're very proud of that as well. But the very end of the CD has three pieces by a Cuban-American composer, Paquito de Rivera, that have become very popular in the repertoire. And I think they really encompass the idea of chamber music, the possibility of chamber music, because it brings each one of them, there are several different dances, and each one of them brings Latin or a Western European folk music perspective to a foundation of actual classical music. So he mixes the two incredibly well, and I think the results are really exciting. I just love playing and listening to that kind of stuff.
The crossover composers that can really bring in the audience, that when they come to a concert, maybe they don't know what to expect, and maybe sometimes they think it's kind of a stuffy, you know, ordeal, and, you know, we don't wear, you know, powdered wigs anymore and stuff like that. And
only for fun.
Yeah, that's on the weekends we do. But it's really fun to play a piece like that, the crossover, that people can see the range that brass music has to offer.
A brass chamber ensemble is not really a well-known phenomenon. So talk about the experience of being a brass chamber ensemble.
That's right. I mean, there is a part of brass, it's still, I think, considered chamber. But there's a part of brass music that has become popular, which is sort of an entertainment aspect of brass chamber music. It's groups that specialize mostly in a lighter repertoire that's often complemented by some kind of choreography or some kind of storytelling.
Theater,
there's a theater. It relies more on the entertainment aspect of the show. What we are trying to do with Axiom has been more related to the art of chamber music that you see come back from, you know, 500 years of tradition of string quartets. So that's what we've been working very hard at. And that's definitely not very popular at all. But the beauty of it is that, you know, with something that doesn't really have a tradition yet, you get to be on the ground as you are creating the path for it. So I think we have a more open field to kind of help determine what brass chamber music is going to be for the next 50 years or 100 years. We're getting a lot of composers to write new music. Just this season, we have 10 brand new commissioning projects, and we're constantly getting people to send us music that they just wrote and they want to play it, and we get to try it out. We work a lot of composers, whether it be students or professional composers. Actually, in about 10 days, we're going to be doing a class for 10 high school composers where we go through their music and talk about what's working, what's not working, what to change, what they did well. So I think we have that benefit of being able to actually just pave the path that we want to take, which I think is favorable because, you know, with string quartets, the few string quartets that do try to go on a different path, they really have a pretty uphill battle because there's such establishment with, you know, music of Haydn and Mozart and Beethoven and Brahms. And so it's difficult to go away from that. It's just a powerful tradition. But nevertheless, there's a lot of music that has been written in the past 65 years for brass that is incredible. And I think that is actually my favorite part about our concerts is that we get to go to play a concert where just about all the time we know nobody there has heard any of the music they're about to hear. So it's you know, it's like the idea of going to see a new movie instead of just going to see the movie that you've seen 10 times. So you go to a concert and it's like, all right, this is pretty much the first time all of you will hear this. And I think that kind of experience, you don't know what's going to be. And hopefully it's just going to cause a reaction, whether it's, you know, you're going to love it. Maybe you're even going to hate it. As long as it causes a reaction, it takes us away from that standby, you know,
safe
area and just provokes something. It makes you do something, makes you reach out, you know, I don't know, into emotions that you might not even know where you have. As long as it does that, we feel like we did our job.
I love that because that's a mission of mine too. When I program, I love to go to 21st century works, things that are alive and happening right now to reinvent this idea of what classical music is and can be. And I love it that there are so many people who are active in telling people that this is a case and they can go see a performance and it's a piece they've never ever heard before.
We talk to our audiences sometimes too because we'll do kind of a brass through the ages concert and. As kind of a precursor to our audience, that we tell them we'll play a suite of Bach contrapunti, and had you lived in that time of Bach, every Sunday you would hear a brand new
piece of music,
yeah.
Right?
So they're living in a time that you know brand new music was being written, and you know the new music that's being written now, they get to experience that too. And hopefully they'll enjoy it.
Well, thanks so much for taking time to talk to me.
Of course.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.